So, this episode is a little different. Instead of fan fiction, I'm actually going to be reading some Shel Silverstein poetry. I'm going to be going in order, and I won't be reading it all in this one episode, but it'll be split up. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy. Invitation. If you are a dreamer, come in. If you are a dreamer, a wisher, a liar, a hoper, a prayer, a magic bean buyer. If you are a pretender, come sit by my fire, for we have some flax golden tales to spin. Come in, come in. The acrobats. I'll swing by my ankles, she'll cling to your knees, as you hang by your nose from a high up trapeze. But just one thing, please, as we float through the breeze, don't sneeze. Magic. Sandra seen a leprechaun, Eddie touched a troll, Lori danced with witches once, Charlie found some goblin's gold, Donald heard a mermaid sing, Susie spied an elf, but all the magic I've known, I've had to make myself. Homemade boat. The boat that we just built is just fine. And don't try to tell us it's not. The sides and the back are divine. It's the bottom, I guess we forgot. I must remember. I must remember turkey on Thanksgiving, pudding on Christmas, eggs on Easter, chicken on Sunday, fish on Friday, leftovers Monday. But ah, me, I'm such a dunce. I went and ate them all at once. The fourth. Oh, crash, my bash, it's bang, the zang, fourth whoosh of Baroom, July, woo! Ickle me, tickle me too. Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Went for a ride in a flying shoe. Hooray, what fun, it's time we flew. Said ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Ickle was captain and pickle was crew and tickles and coffee and Malaysian stew. As higher and higher and higher they flew, ickle me, pickle me, and tickle me too. Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Over the sun and beyond the blue. Hold on, stay sin, I hope we do. Cried ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Never return to the world they knew. And nobody knows what happened to dear ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Captain Hook. Captain Hook must remember not to scratch his toes. Captain Hook must watch out and never pick his nose. Captain Hook must be gentle when he shakes your hand. Captain Hook must be careful opening sardine cans and playing tag and pouring tea and turning pages of his book. Lots of folks I'm glad I ain't, but mostly Captain Hook. This is personally my favorite. Hug War. I will not play at tug-of-war. I'd rather play at hug-of-war, where everyone hugs instead of tugs, where everyone giggles and rolls on the rug, where everyone kisses and everyone grins and everyone cuddles and everyone wins. It's dark in here. I'm writing these poems from inside a lion, and it's rather dark in here, so please excuse the handwriting, which may not be too clear. But this afternoon by the lion's cage, I'm afraid I got too near, and I'm writing these lines from inside a lion, and it's rather dark in here. Orchestra? So you haven't got a drum, just beat your belly. So I haven't got a horn, I'll play my nose. So we haven't any cymbals, we'll just clap our hands together, and though there may be orchestras that sound a little better with their fancy shiny instruments that cost an awful lot, hey, we're making music twice as good by playing what we've got. Flag. One star's for Alaska, one star's for Nebraska, one star's for North Dakota, one star's for Minnesota. There are lots of other stars, but I forget which ones they are. Colors. My skin is kind of sort of brownish, pinkish, yellowish, white. My eyes are greenish, bluish, green, but I'm told they look orange in the night. My hair is reddish, blondish, brown, but it's silver when it's wet. And all the colors I am inside have not been invented yet. The loser. Mama said I'd lose my head if it wasn't fastened on. Today, I guess it wasn't, cause while playing with my cousin, it fell off and rolled away, and now it's gone. And I can't look for it because my eyes are in it. And I can't call to it because my mouth is on it. Couldn't hear me anyway because my ears are on it. Can't even think about it because my brain is in it. So I guess I'll sit down on this rock and rest for a minute. Joey. Joey took a stone and knocked down the sun. And whoosh, it swizzled down so hard. And blump, it bounced in his backyard. And glunk, it landed on his toe. And the world was dark and the corn wouldn't grow. And the wind wouldn't blow. And the cock wouldn't crow. And it always was night. Night. Night, all because of a stone and Joe. Listen to the mustn'ts. Listen to the mustn'ts, child. Listen to the don'ts. Listen to the shouldn'ts, the impossibles, the won'ts. Listen to the never haves, then listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be. Jimmy Jet and his TV set. I'll tell you the story of Jimmy Jet, and you know what I tell you is true. He loved to watch his TV set almost as much as you. He watched all day, he watched all night, till he grew pale and lean, from the early show to the late night show and all the shows in between. He watched till his eyes were frozen wide, and his bottom grew to his chair, and his chin turned into a turning dial, and antenna grew out of his hair. And his brains turned into TV tubes, and his face to a TV screen. And two knobs saying Vert and Horace grew where his ears had been. And he grew a plug that looked like a tail, so he plugged in Little Jim. And now, instead of him watching TV, we all sit around and watch him. Early Bird. Oh, if you're a bird, be an early bird, and catch the worm for your breakfast plate. If you're a bird, be an early, early bird. But if you're a worm, sleep late. Sky seasoning. A piece of sky broke off and fell through the crack in the ceiling right into my soup. Kerplop! I really must state that I usually hate lentil soup, but I ate every drop. Delicious, delicious. A bit like plaster, but so delicious, goodness sake, I could have eaten a lentil soup. Lake, it's amazing the difference a bit of sky can make. The Farmer and the Queen. She's coming, the farmer said to the owl. Oh, what shall I do? Shall I bow when she comes? Shall I twiddle my thumbs? The owl asked. Who? The queen, the royal queen. She'll pass the farm today. Shall I salute? He asked the horse. The horse said nay. Shall I give her a gift? He asked the wren. A lovely memento for her to keep. An egg or a peach or an ear of corn? The wren said, cheep. But should I curse thee or should I cheer? Oh, here's her carriage now. What should I do? He asked the dog. The dog said bow. And so he did. And so she passed. Oh, tra-la-la-la-la. She smiled. She did. He told the sheep. The smile said bah. Pancake? Who wants a pancake? Sweet and piping hot. Good little Grace looks up and says, I'll take the one on the top. Who else wants a pancake fresh off the griddle? Terrible Teresa smiles and says, I'll take the one in the middle. Smart. My dad gave me $1 bill, cause I'm his smartest son, and I swapped it for 2 shiny quarters, cause 2 is more than 1. And then I took the quarters and traded them to Lou for 3 dimes. I guess he didn't know that 3 is more than 2. Just then, along came Old Blind Bates, and just cause he didn't see, he gave me 4 nickels for my 3 dimes, and 4 is more than 3. And I took the nickels to Hiram Combs, down at Seed Feed Store, and the fool gave me 5 pennies for them, and 5 is more than 4. And then I went and showed my dad, and he got red in the cheeks, and closed his eye and shook his head, too proud of me to speak. Us. Me and him and me, we're always together, as you can see. I wish he'd leave, so I'd be 3. I'm getting a little bit tired of he. And he may be a little bit bored with me. On movies and ladies, we cannot agree. I like to dance. He loves to ski. He likes the mountains. I love the sea. I like hot chocolate. He wants his tea. I want to sleep. He has to pee. He's meaner and duller and fatter than me. And I guess there are worse things we could be. Instead of two, we could be three. Me and him, him and me. I'm making a list. I'm making a list of the things I must say for politeness and goodness and kindness and gentleness, sweetness and rightness. Hello, pardon me. How are you? Excuse me. Bless you. May I? Thank you. Goodbye. If you know some that I forgot, please stick them in your eye. Me and my giant. I have a friend who is a giant, and he lives where the tall weeds grow. He's high as a mountain, as wide as a barn. I only come up to his toe, you know. I only come up to his toe. When the daylight grows dim, I talk with him, way down in the marshy sands. And his ear is too far away to hear, but still he understands. He stands, I know he understands. For we have a code called the Scratch Tap Code, and here's what we do. I scratch his toe, once means hello, and twice means how are you? Three times means does it look like rain? Four times means don't cry. Five times means I'll scratch you as a joke. And six times means goodbye. Goodbye. Six times means goodbye. And he answers me by tapping his toe. Once means hello, friend. Two taps means it's very nice to feel your scratch again. Three taps means it's lonely here with my head in the top of the sky. Four taps means today an eagle smiled as she flew by. Five taps means oops, I just pumped my head against the moon. Six taps means sigh, and seven means bye. And eight means come back soon, soon, soon. Eight means come back soon. And then I scratched 1,000 times, and he taps with a bappity-bim, and he laughs so hard he shakes the sky. That means I'm tickling him. Rain. I opened my eyes and looked up at the rain, and it dripped in my head and flowed into my brain, and all that I hear as I lie in my bed is the slishity-slosh of the rain in my head. I stepped very softly, I walk very slow, I can't do a handstand, I might overflow. So pardon the wild crazy thing I just said, I'm just not the same since there's rain in my head. Two boxes. Two boxes meet upon the road, said one unto the other. If you're a box, and I'm a box, then you must be my brother. Our sides are thin, we're caving in, and we must get no thinner. And so two boxes, hand in hand, went home to have their dinner. True story. This morning I jumped on my horse and went out for a ride, and some wild outlaws chased me and they shot me in the side. So I crawled into a wildcat's cave to find a place to hide, but some pirates found me sleeping there, and soon they had me tied to a pole and built a fire. Under me, I almost cried. Till a mermaid came and cut me loose and begged to be my bride. So I said I'd come back Wednesday, but I must admit I lied. Then I ran into a jungle swamp, but I forgot my guide. And I stepped into some quicksand, and no matter how I tried, I couldn't get out until I met a water snake named Clyde, who pulled me to some cannibals who planned to have me fried. But an eagle came down and swooped me up, and through the air we flied. But he dropped me in a boiling lake 1,000 miles wide. And you'll never guess what I did then. I died. Boa constrictor. Oh, I'm being eaten by a boa constrictor, a boa constrictor. I'm being eaten by a boa constrictor, and I don't like it one bit. Well, what do you know? It's nibbling my toe. Oh, gee, it's up to my knee. Oh, my, it's up to my thigh. Oh, fiddle, it's up to my middle. Oh, heck, it's up to my neck. Oh, dread, it's, Hector the Collector. Hector the Collector collected bits of string, collected dolls with broken heads and rusty bells that would not ring, pieces of picture puzzles, bent-up nails and ice cream sticks, twists of wires, worn-out tires, paper bags and broken bricks, old chip faces, half-shoelaces, Gatling guns that wouldn't shoot, leaky boats that wouldn't float, and stopped up horns that wouldn't toot, butter knives that had no handles, copper keys that fit no locks, rings that are too small for fingers, dried up leaves and patched up socks, worn out belts that had no buckles, let electric trains that had no tracks, airplane models, broken bottles, three-legged chairs, and cups with cracks. Hector the Collector loved these things with all his soul, loved them more than shining diamonds, loved them more than glistening gold. Hector called to all the people, "Come and share my treasure trunk," and all silly slightness people came and looked and called it junk. Invention. I've done it. Guess what I've done? Invented a light that plugs into the sun. The sun is bright enough, the bulb is strong enough, but oh, there's only one thing wrong. The cord ain't long enough. The googies are coming. The googies are coming, the old people say, to buy little children and take them away. 50 cents for fat ones, 20 cents for lean ones, 15 cents for dirty ones, 30 cents for clean ones, a nickel each for mean ones. The googies are coming, and maybe tonight, to buy little children and lock them up tight. 80 cents for husky ones, quarter for the weak ones, penny for each for noisy ones, a dollar for the meek ones, 40 cents for happy ones, 11 cents for sad ones. And kitties, when they come to buy, it won't do any good to cry, but just between yourself and I, they never buy the bad ones.